and the open shed at 138 Fairfield. It was approved in conjunction with the approval for a new church building, which would include the area for the food bank building. Since that time, several events have occurred and several changes have been made to the church project. Now the applicants are saying they would like to not demolish the existing food bank building. The rear shed has already been demolished. The building will be incorporated into the new church with renovations to mimic the prior north wing building, including a standing seam metal roof, matching architectural features, including reliefs and stucco finishes, and a colonnade as previously approved. At the rear of this building will be a new 24 by 36 foot restroom facility with matching features, and this was a building code requirement that had to be done.
Okay, thank you. And if you would, if someone could come forward and give your name, so if there are questions, we can ask you if you just give us your name here at the lectern.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask to be recused myself from this.
All right, okay. Josh Stewart is recusing himself.
Father Gregory Wilson, pastor of St. Mary's.
Okay. Thank you.
Available for any questions, actually. She said everything I was going to say, so that's good.
Yeah, that's right. And we usually invite you to add anything, but you have a very comprehensive application that answers most any question we might have, I believe, unless you know of something that's different.
Just to emphasize, we want to, you know, make it look like what we originally were planning. So overall, when you look at it, both in its design and also the structural soundness of the structure, it'll be the same, sure. Pretty much, with a couple of differences.
Good. And I think we've got a pretty good understanding. But I'll go ahead and ask if anyone here would like some further clarification on what you presented. I think we can give you an A on presentation.
Well, so that's the building committee's.
Yeah, they've done a good job. I'm going to suggest that everybody who submits an application, that they see Ernie or someone and have him do it for them. Any questions?
I'd just like to clarify. I'm looking at your page entitled Two Pending Requests, and the first one is Abandon Request to Demolish. Well, I don't think that we can make you demolish it, so if you... So I don't think that's something we're going to be voting on.
Okay. Thank you.
And we have a couple of Scottish Presbyterians, I think, on the commission, so we understand that that it will save some cost to be able to use what you have, and ironically or providentially, it is in the same almost exact footprint of what you were proposing.
So. Yeah, it was pretty providential.
And it is two buildings rather than one. I guess that's the main distinction, that you have a new construction for the restrooms, but that is separate.
Correct.
But connected. Mm-hmm. Okay, do y'all have any questions? If not, we'll go ahead and just see if there are others that want to come forward to speak in favor or otherwise. Like I say, it's pretty clear what they're asking to do.
So, ready for a motion?
No.
Is somebody waiting for somebody to come?
I don't think we're going to have anybody, but I'm going to say this for the record. If there was anybody who'd like to come forward to speak, regarding the application, I don't see that we'll have that. So now we could have a motion. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to application number 14-001026, I move that we grant the request as outlined in the application, and specifically that the FB building at 138 Fairfield Street will remain. The new church certificate of appropriateness would be amended to incorporate a slightly different footprint with two structures instead of one, as more fully is shown in the application, and that the existing building would have the exterior renovations to mimic the prior north wing building and new church, including standing seam metal roof, similar architectural features, including relief and stucco finish, and the colonnade to be retained. And there would also be a new restroom facility to be built, as previously approved, but it would be a smaller standalone building. And that's the motion.
Good, thank you.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion second. Do we have any discussion? All right. All in favor of the application submitted, raise your right hand. Okay, it's approved unanimously. Okay. Good, thank you.
You can come back in now.
We'll excuse the lease if she wants to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our next application, do you want me to proceed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great.
Application number 14-033. This is in the Historic Overlay District. The applicant is Philip Mary. The address is 607 Colleton Avenue. The applicant is requesting approval for the addition of an 8-foot by 13-foot covered porch on either side of the existing front porch. All new construction and details will match existing porches with tongue and groove wood floors, beadboard ceilings, brick foundation and steps, wood handrail with turned balusters, and 10-foot diameter round columns. Also requested on the rear of the house is additional porch space, which will be added between the existing porch on the right side of the house and the entrance porch at the center of the rear and continuing around the left corner of the house. The central section of the porch is 7 feet by 33 feet, and the wraparound section will be 10 feet by 30 feet long. Again, all materials for new sections will match those and details as well. Finally, requested is the replacement of all chain link fencing on the property over time, and we have 2 years for this, with new 6-foot tall wood stockade style fencing, stained brown or whatever. A 12-foot wide wood gate will be located on the Ori Street side of the property as shown on the site plan.
Okay, all right. Looks like we've got our applicant here who's going to give us his name officially.
Philip Mary, 215 Homestead Lane.
Okay.
And thank you, guys. I'll go over some of the stuff we talked about in the work session, but for some reason my image is not. Is there something I need to do, Janice, to make this more readable? Okay.
We've seen it though, right?
Oh, there.
Oh, there it is.
I just got to zoom in. Yep. Got to hold it up closer.
Wow.
You see it there?
Yep.
When I get it down on, when I lay it down, it vanishes. All right. Well, I'll come back with that. Maybe this one will work.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
You can see it.
I wonder if there's too much light or something. It seems like there's too much
light. It almost looks like it. Yeah, when you put a shadow on it, you can see it.
When there's a exactly. There you go. If I can get the shadow in the right place.
So if I could give you a suggestion, why don't you just introduce them as exhibits and pass them around?
That'd be quite a good idea. All right. Well, as you know, we're looking at adding two porches. You've got elevation drawings for the front and the rear. There's a little portico on the front that is going to remain untouched. It's, I think, a distinct architectural feature of the house, and it has nice proportion. And so what we're going to do with the porch on the front is we're going to emulate the dimension of the fascia, the depth of the soffit, the dimension of the beam, both in height and depth. and we're going to carry that to the left and right, as shown on the elevation, and you've got a floor plan there also. On the rear, I can't totally preserve the little portico because it's not deep enough. It's only about 4 feet deep, and I'll need to extend it out to about 7 feet. But what you see in the photograph that I had submitted that shows, you know, the cornice that you see there will be what we redo as after we've extended this out. In other words, it's almost like just making it deeper. But you'll have that same, you see a little bit of siding in the gable part of it. You see some crown molding on both the rake and the fascia. And so we're going to carry that over. And then on the lower pitched roof section that goes left and right from that area, you'll see in that detail I just passed around, you'll see the same sort of thing. Again, it's not dimensioned because the dimensions for the front porch are a little bit different than the dimensions on the back porch. So what we're going to do is make the one on the front porch match the portico on the front porch. Mm-hmm. And make those dimensions on the back porch match the porches on the back porch. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that you've got photographs of, but I didn't do a drawing of, is that there's an existing porch. When you're facing the house from the rear, there's an existing porch on the right-hand side. It's quite large. I think it's 18 by 20-something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And from the backyard, you see there's a gable in line. It's a fairly low-pitched roof with a little gable. The large porch I'm adding on the left will do the same thing. It's not quite as large. Because he didn't want it to be to stick out past the end of the house where it would be visible from Carlton Avenue. So you'll notice that it's not quite as wide. Mm-hmm. Again, simply because he didn't want it to project out past the outermost side of that house because he didn't want it to be visible from Carlton, from the front. Mm-hmm. But it'll have the same gable and detailing on it that the one on the right, the existing one on the right, has. Mm-hmm. You follow me there? Mm-hmm. And then we'll have, again, the beam going across. Now, one thing you'll note in my elevation is that the fascia and beam for the section going left to right is lower than the beam and the fascia and the whole cornice of these two larger porches. And that's by both by necessity and in order to match up with what's there now. And McDonald can tell you why it's by necessity, but the roof there would have to go perfectly flat in order to be on the same plane. Mm-hmm. So it has to be lower in it. And of course, if we're going to tie into that little portico, it's got to be lower anyway.
Did you say that these are shingles?
Yes.
Okay. And I guess you could always go to metal if you had to go lower.
If I had to go flatter, I could go to metal, yeah. The roof, on that section, that rear section, I don't know if y'all have ever been in the backyard of that house. It needs work, but it's gorgeous. But that back section of the house was an addition.
Right.
And it was added essentially flat. And they've apparently had, the roof was essentially flat, and they've apparently had some water problems over time because you can see years and years of repeated repairs to the point where now that roof is combination of tar and metal and bituminous membrane or whatever, and it actually looks like where the roof transitions to vertical wall, it actually looks like the bottom of a swimming pool now. It kind of just curves and is painted up the side of those walls.
It is watertight, though.
It's not leaking.
Moment.
It's not leaking, so I don't want to touch that. And so I'm staying off of that, and I'm staying underneath it, actually. If you see in the photograph, you'll see the fascia at the top edge, leading edge of that roof. I can show you. Actually, I can show you. I've got these pictures here, so I'll show you them there.
The original house, you can see, has those, what we were calling dormers, are actually just the two wings of the original roof, I guess.
I think that's true, yes. In this section, you will see, if you can follow my pen on this faded out drawing, mm-hmm. you'll see this little flat horizontal line. That is actually the fascia and drip edge on that horizontal flat roof. Mm-hmm. And you can see those black spots on it. That's tar that has slopped over the edge of it. So I'm tying my new roof in just below the soffit of that.
Yeah.
So that will discharge onto my roof. And my roof will have about a 3 1/4, 3 1/2 to 12 pitch and pour off into the yard. And as you can, well, you can't tell because of that tree, but that line is the same fascia line that is on that wing, that porch on the right, if you were to follow it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can see with my pen here, but if you were to follow this line.
What do you do with the windows now, the window?
The headers, because of the height of the windows?
Yeah.
I'm just going to have as you'll see in that detail, my ceiling, port ceiling, is going to be sloped.
Okay.
I'm putting beadboard on the bottom of the rafters.
That thing that we just passed around actually has a
sloped ceiling for that. So it's going to be a flat. Right. The big porches have a flat ceiling. Mm-hmm. The one on the left that will be added, the one on the right that's existing, will have a flat ceiling. But that section, because of the height of those window headers, means I've got to pitch that ceiling and have a cathedral.
Where do you think those windows came from, Philip? Those are relatively old windows, mm-hmm. aren't they?
Well, the ones on the right are. The ones on the left are those aluminum jalousie windows.
They're metal windows, right?
Yes, but the ones on the right are old, and I don't know if they were original.
Maybe they moved them from the...
That's what I'm saying.
You go in... Did right. they take open up some walls or something?
That's all. Yeah, that's my.
Probably took the one. You couldn't talk him into tearing off this old addition then, huh? I'm surprised you didn't try.
Well, he wants to end up renovating this whole house. This is going to be his permanent residence. He right now splits time between Miami Beach and France, mm-hmm. and he says he wants to make this his permanent residence. And at that point, he's going to redo the entire inside. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be great to redo all that.
Well, at least take those metal windows out.
Yeah. If you've ever been in this house, it'll be a difficult one to modernize, but, you know, truthfully, you really shouldn't modernize it. It looks like an old, might be speaking out of turn, but it looks like an old boarding house because there's a wide center hall, and then there's four rooms off of the center hall, and each of them has its own fireplace. The fireplaces are in the corners of the rooms. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I imagine weary travelers coming in and renting the first room on the left or the second room on the left. And so, mm-hmm. and the rooms are quite large. They're not very wide, but they're long. But so it would be difficult to make it modern and getting bathrooms in there and all that stuff, but it, you know, this house really doesn't need.
Is that a family room back there? Then that's what.
Yeah, I think it was called the music room. It's got a terrific view because of the windows, but it's not as good workmanship. It's got those aluminum or metal windows. There's a lot of. It's much newer. There's a lot of rot and deterioration around it. It's just, you know, more contemporary.
Yeah, I'd say, it wasn't a very good addition.
I'd say 70s.
We wouldn't have approved it originally.
Well, the biggest problem with it is that flat roof.
Yeah.
And, you know, the only way to fix that flat roof is to put some sort of pitch on it. Yeah. And as big as it is, the amount of pitch that you'd need would totally transform the back side of that house, you know, and what was the original roof. And as I was telling Susan on the phone, I think with this house, that original roof section and the original sort of footprint before this addition is one of the most distinct architectural elements of the house.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to look at this house from above, it looks like almost like a four-leaf clover or a plus sign or something like that. And it's really kind of a cool place, and that roof is all part of it, that upper roof section.
Yeah, yeah, you can see it projecting. So it doesn't have roof drains, though, does it?
No.
You just try. The water just comes over to the edge and drips off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. It doesn't have gutters. Doesn't have an internal gutter or drain or anything.
Yeah.
Now there's some really bad spots on that upper section, on that addition, mm-hmm. that are basically flat, and water will stand in it till it evaporates.
Yeah.
And right now it's got a bunch of limbs on it too. I got to get those because he's out of town.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It helped us to have you come to the work session so we could actually go through some of the details with the columns and the lintel, you know, porches.
As she read it, she mistakenly said the columns would be 10 feet in diameter.
Yeah. I don't think they're that big.
Now, on the front columns are 10 inches in diameter, the back are 8 inches, so I'm imitating that. Front is 10, back is 8. Yeah. Copy what's there.
That was just a little.
He wants to keep the turn balusters on the rear. Those turn balusters on that back porch, mm-hmm. and the whole back porch were added much later. I'm not a big, I don't think that handrail is really historically perfect, but he wants to match that, so that's what I'm doing.
So that's essentially you try to use those then on the.
Use the same term. I found a source that will.
Those little turned ones like that.
Yeah, those are Home Depot turned balusters.
Okay.
That's what he wants, and
well, they're there right now. So.
Yeah. And I.
They're going in the front too.
Yeah. I couldn't show him anything he liked better. I think that way. And there is a precedent for turning balusters on old houses, but these are just sort of spindly ones.
mm-hmm. Yeah. And one thing about porches like this is if someone in the future wants to remove them or remove the balusters or replace them, you're not really, modifying the main house.
That's right.
The place you do need to modify, I wish, you're not modifying.
Well, he may come back to that, though. He says he's going to come back in about 2 years when he can finally move here full time. And he's got, apparently this guy has property all over the world, and he's trying, mm-hmm. he's going to start selling stuff. And he's going to come really put some money into this place. I mean, the stuff he's talking about doing with Todd Stilp in that yard.
Mm-hmm.
The house is good, but the yard is fantastic. So.
Yeah.
That's some nice camellias, right?
There are.
Yeah.
Actually,
you've been in there since the ice storm.
Jenny Stoker, yes. Okay. Jenny Stoker's asked me if in the areas that we have to pull up camellias, if she can have them. So she's going to come. I'm going to mark the ones that she can have, and she's going to take them. And there's a couple of trees that are going to be coming out. I know that y'all don't really care about that, but that's kind of a disappointing thing to me. But we got to take them out because they're in the way of these porches, or they're too close to the house. There's one that you can see in that picture that's basically it's in the way already, but at the same time it's touching the basically touching the existing porch and starting to heave the foundation of the existing porch. Big old pecan tree.
Mm.
Pecan, pecan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big tree guy, so I hate doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind taking down pine trees, but I hate taking down other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Until a couple of weeks ago. Now I'm not as big a fan of trees. They attack me all night.
Yeah. Any questions?
That's what I don't think we have. I think we answered a lot. My main question is why the lights keep going off and on.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's a motion sensor thing, and since nobody's out here, every time Tommy moves, it goes on and on.
That might be.
Isn't it motion sensor, Tommy?
It is motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's when Tommy wakes up, the lights come back on. Okay, I'm going to, of course, for the record, say, would anybody here like to speak with regard to this application? And there's nobody here to do that. Then we can entertain a motion. And if y'all don't mind, if you would reference the fact that that he will be having a lintel at these porch columns, that'll be a little bit more like the original porch than the elevation that's submitted, and it'll be like that detail that we've passed around. I don't know whether it got an exhibit.
Got it.
Okay, that it's now got an exhibit mm-hmm. number. And then also we might want to say instead of stockade style fencing stained brown, we could say brown or dark green.
That's what I was thinking.
Or color, just color to be have them bring
or administrative.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring in
yeah.
the color.
Okay.
One quick thought.
Yeah.
That detail of the porch it showed a 1.5 foot overhang. Well, that's different from the front than just the back. So if you use that detail for structure for that dimension.
We understand. We understand. It won't be exact,
okay.
But it does show that you have a little beam, at the porches. All right. Do we have anybody?
I'd like to make a motion that application number 14-033 be approved with the amendments, Exhibit A and B, and also noting that the intent to have a lintel above the beams around the porches.
Above the columns.
And also the eve detail on one of the exhibits, the overhang will be different front and back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the color of the fence to be approved administratively.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, second. Any discussion? I think everything's pretty clear. And
could we, in the motion, say that we would like it to be in the family of forest green, but to be approved by the...
We could do, well, I think we that was a consensus, and of course I can keep that in mind as far as preferred over brown, maybe.
You could say what y'all prefer, and then...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll say that it'd be in the...
Verbally in the forest green...
Family.
Family of color.
Second.
All amended.
Okay. Now we got... It's amended and approved. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor of the application as submitted with these changes, raise your right hand. Okay, it's approved. So we all can go forward then. Thank you, Philip.
Yay!
All right, I think the meeting is adjourned.
Yes, I'm ready.
I think they're blinking lights trying to tell us.
That's why he hasn't been here.
He saw my name.
He heard you were coming.
He got out of here.
He gets down into the details.
I think Susan said he had some medical procedure today.
I saw that you were working out long ago.
Good detail, yeah.
Yeah, he was a good... Yeah, there were some folks down there who were campaigning.
The draftsman didn't take the time on the roof, but the draftsman hadn't figured out how to do the beam.
Well, I thought that maybe somebody, another draftsman had done it.
No,
she doesn't usually show them on there.
Yeah, she doesn't, but they're... That's not critical. Even if
I'm
trying to
peeve of mine, because I see these old these houses that have these big porches and they run the column right up
right there. All those who take care,
and they don't have to do that.
Say, if you remember one time we were in here and I talked about how headers for windows and doors and all that stuff supposed to look like there is a header and it's being supported.
Yeah.
Without a beam, it doesn't look like there's anything. Any kind of header or lintel or anything supporting that. It's all sort of your mind's eye, but it's got to look...
It's not a complete... It's like a couple, just columns just standing there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not a complete structure. I figured you knew when I asked Susan about it earlier. She said, oh, yeah, he knows.
Fine, I got
to
go. See y'all.
We need such a hurry back. I actually brought my table for my son.